This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. All right, everybody. Welcome to 2023 CU Lytics Summit here in Seattle, Washington, where it's still raining, everybody. It's a little, but it's all right.
It's a little Seattle-ish.
That's here. Seattle, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You feel very normal.
It's very normal, and that's why everything is so green here. So, but hey, welcome online, and then welcome here on recording as well. We have the fine gentleman from Finalytics.ai, Mr. Mark Ryan, right next to me. Mark, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing great.
You got your t-shirt there. Look at that. You got some branding going on.
I personally love the rain, so this is fantastic.
All right, well, good, good. You got lots of it out there, yeah, for sure. And then Mr. Craig McLaughlin as well. Craig, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
We're excited to be here. It's actually really great content so far. Like, really compelling. The guy that's talking about the fourth industrial revolution and the impact of data.
Yeah, he was really
pretty impressive.
Yeah. Just to see how it all kind of is coming about. I love the one follow-up question. So can you anticipate or can you predict what the fifth industrial revolution is going to be? And that's really scary. So, but anyway, I'm not sure any of us will be here to experience that, maybe, possibly, who knows? But anyway, let's talk to you guys about your expectations for this conference now that it's just kind of starting out. So Craig, you want to go first? And what are some of your expectations or even a couple of your highlights too so far?
Yeah, I mean, I was really impressed with Luck. I thought his presentation on the fourth industrial revolution was really compelling. I appreciate content that's more oriented towards larger kind of trends and thinking and impact that isn't just limited to the financial services industry.
Yeah.
And I think the overarching kind of key themes and trends and comparisons of steam engines and data and electricity and how they all come together to begin to feed the next kind of set of iteration is pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's interesting about this conference is that the makeup is that it's more practitioner driven, and so it's a lot of people that are actually doing the work of data and trying to deeply understand how that will then affect member experiences in this kind of narrow segment of credit unions. And so I think that's pretty impressive. And I think that it seems like people are really engaged, and it's less of a let's hear a bunch of vendors kind of pitch their wares, and it's more of an opportunity to hear people talking about how they're evaluating how they might use data or how they are using data to develop better experiences.
Yeah.
And I also think that AI is at this really incredibly fantastic point right now in terms of its acceptance and the opportunity. You know, in November, ChatGPT is launched to the general masses, and everyone can actually feel it and try it out themselves and see the effect of it. And I find it really interesting, the people that get stuck on this idea of like, well, I asked it a question and the question came back 90% correct, 10% wrong, so it doesn't work. And I'm always stuck with like, but you're not seeing the forest through the trees. Like, actually, that 90% that will only get better over time is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's hugely impactful.
Yeah.
And the permutations of how it will be used down the road is extraordinary.
Yeah, no doubt. And as from a practitioner's standpoint, you got three credit union CEOs up on stage right now talking about digital and data and personalization. So yeah, you're getting it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. So yeah, it's really, really good content in there. So Mark, what are you seeing out there?
I really liked the talk about sort of the different industrial revolutions. And I like that for everyone, he pointed out, there's this period in the beginning where everyone is focused on the hype.
Yeah.
And they're sort of exaggerating what they think that it is, and then it sort of dies down. And he gave great examples of everything from like the coal revolution to steam engines. But then when it dies down, it just starts to hit this very consistent long-term growth.
Yep.
It reminded me of the Bill Gates quote of we overestimate the impact of technology in the beginning, and we underestimate it over the long term. You know, I think he described that really well.
Smart.
And you know, I think we're at that point, right, where there's just a ton of hype around AI, and I also like that he brought up of you know, yeah, AI is this kind of new thing right now that everyone's been working on for 70 years. You know, it's sort of this, it's actually a very mature industry.
Yeah, you're
where
right.
Just now CPUs and memory and cloud hosting and data got to this point where, okay, we can do amazing things with AI. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of these algorithms that we're working on and have actually been around for a while, we just didn't have access to that much data.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so ripe for the credit union space, right? Just sitting on mountains of data.
Completely.
And pretty much every credit union in there is agreeing on we're not doing enough with it. And I'm very glad they just asked the question about personalization. And the answers were very consistent, right? They said, oh, we're doing pre-approvals and email marketing. For us, it's exciting, right? Because we're using this data to drive personalization across, you know, basically all of the channels and focusing on the channels that matter the most, like digital, and offer a very personalized, relevant experience that I think is going to kind of like fuel that revolution within the industry.
Completely, completely.
He said that it cost them $12 million to train the models on GPT-3. It cost $40 million to train the models on GPT-4. When they realized they've made a mistake in GPT-3, it was going to be prohibitively expensive to go back and retrain the models, and so that's the data set that we're using, which is a 2021 data set. It's fascinating the stage we're at in terms of transformation and change.
Yeah, we're in the infancy of it for sure. So, and it's going to be really exciting to see what comes down the road tomorrow, you know, basically, is how fast it's all moving. So let's talk about, because you guys are going to be presenting, or are you going to be having a session, is it later today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yep. And it's machine learning personalization, and the case study is here, unlocking member data in real time to drive personalized experiences with Finalytics AI. And you were just talking about the personalization up there, Mark. So can you give us a quick overview and what you guys are going to be talking about in there?
Yeah,
Craig and I have been working in the credit union space for a while, and we've been working on, you know, getting personalization going. And one thing that we learned early on is there just aren't really good personalization tools that are built around how people buy financial products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're right now they're built around how people buy tennis shoes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so that was really one of the driving factors for forming Finalytics, was providing a tool that's very easy for credit unions to deploy personalization in a way that generates results. And the machine learning is built around financial buying behaviors. You know, and so this is sort of a fantastic dream conference from us, and that everyone's talking about data and what to do with it.
Yeah, you guys are in your element here.
Oh
sure.
Yeah, we can raise our hand high, so we know exactly what to do with it.
Yeah. This is Mark's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I actually find it like, so it's interesting, we're talking a lot about other platforms that are not industry specific and their effect on the category. And so we're spending a lot of time looking to and seeing customers looking to make decisions in terms of direction. And there are tool sets that you can buy outside of industry to come in and solve for personalization. And they can be connected to CRM and bring in these kind of general tool sets to be able to deliver great experiences.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with it, though, is they're not specific to the category. And if you think about financial services for a second and you say, look, this is an industry that is really unique in that you have access to so much data on the customer and what the customer actually, where do they transact? Not just what do they say they want in a survey, but where do they actually spend their hard-earned dollars and what does that then say about them?
There's the data right there.
And if you... Yeah. You know, Pam Pilligan, I'm always referencing this example, CMO at Navy Fed, she gave a talk where she said, look, we have a good example. We have a branch across the street from Fort Hood. Somebody walks in, new recruit, been working, getting paid, now has money in the bank, decides he wants to buy a truck, walks across the street to the Navy Fed branch at Fort Hood and says, I found the right truck, I want to buy it, how can you guys help me buy it?
Right.
And the person by the counter looked at him and said, look, I can tell based on your lapel that you actually can afford a truck, just not that truck. And here's the other reasons why you should be considering the long-term financial decisions you're about to make in terms of the cost, the maintenance, the insurance, all these things. So we're going to help you get a truck, but we're going to get you the right truck for you. So it's this kind of consultative advisory relationship. But that's what banking, particularly credit unions, has always been about. It's like, how do you deliver these kinds of high-touch, informed, personalized experiences?
Mm-hmm.
When you interview credit union members and you say, well, why do you bank here? They tell those stories. They say, oh, you guys did this amazing thing for me, and you really helped me, and I don't get that at a mega bank. So the opportunity to do that digitally when you've removed the in-person experience has to come from data. So it's a material existential question of how do you transition the value proposition of community FIs from physical in person to digital, and the way to do it is with data. Mm-hmm. And if you try and use kind of generic tool sets that are designed to support any kind of industry, healthcare, technology, they're going to miss the opportunity in financial services. And so that's why we think that that's a really unique opportunity to connect with the behavior and combine it with the transactions and then dynamically output an experience that's relevant to that individual user.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw you a bit of a curveball here, but I think you guys can handle it. But as Luke talked about it in his keynote about biases in AI or in data, which translates to it goes into the AI for sure. So how do you guys handle it? Because we talk about this extreme personalization that everybody wants, but then there's this bias in AI or in the data. So how do you guys handle that? Or is that even part of what you guys do? So, I mean, that seems to be a big issue right now when you're working with the data and then transferring it into the AI.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's an important part of it. I liken it to marketing departments and how they promote products. They kind of want to say whatever they want, but governance has to come in and say, hey, we need to make sure we're not biasing or targeting certain audiences more than others. Yeah. And so for us, there's a process of when we're looking at the data, looking at if certain attributes cause bias. And I'll give you an example of a data point that digital marketing loves to use is zip code. Zip code inherently has a lot of bias in it, and so you have to review the data and kind of understand which data points are causing bias. Yeah. And sometimes remove them, but in other cases just start to counteract the bias in the data of saying, like, when you come to a zip code that is largely one demographic population, we need to make sure we're not overly promoting one product here and another product there.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's... For data scientists in the financial space, this is a skill set that they maybe didn't set out to learn, but they all have to learn.
Yeah, now you do, for sure.
Yeah, and it's a constant. With machine learning, the behaviors of people when they're looking at financial products is always changing. So you always have to be looking for those biases to see if they pop up. Yeah, and so it's a lot of, after people have interacted with the machine learning, kind of looking and see, did it target one audience in a certain way, another audience in a different way, and is that okay or is it not?
Well, and that's the beauty of this stuff, because you can tweak it on the fly, and it's only going to get better, and then hopefully the biases will get washed out at some point here. So again, it's all based on the data here. So So Craig, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, the example he told about Amazon using AI to shortlist engineering resumes to from 100 to 5, and then hiring just those guys, then determining that mostly they're male, and that actually was leading to bias. And so it totally makes sense. I think it's an issue that will have to get addressed.
Oh, sure.
I think the opportunity to use data to do things efficiently at scale far outweighs the risk, and so you've got we're going to have to go down that road to solve these things, and the institutions that are very deliberate about how they make those investments, and I think time is a big question here too, because it's if you say, look, I want to build the Mona Lisa, I'm going to hire a team of best experts I can find from financial services, other companies, right, bigger ones, I'm going to bring them in. They're going to then create this future state goal. Now, the problem, the downside impact of that is just time, is that, sure, you can lay out a great vision for how you're going to use data in really compelling ways, and it's a series of steps that go into a roadmap that could be 5 years, best case scenario, in a lot of cases, could be 10 years. The problem with that is that you end up in a situation where you're going to miss the market, and you're going to miss the opportunity to be a little early. And so we intentionally built Finalytics to be a software and a service. So it's we can be up and running 4 to 8 weeks. We built all the technology, and we can just deploy it and have it running.
Right.
At some point in the future, you could say, actually, we want to have all this in-house. Well, that you can run that parallel. And so I think getting to market fast is going to kind of sweep the cream off the top of opportunity, particularly as it relates to the fintech threat. We always talk about, like, fintechs are going to eat our lunch, and the Chimes and the other neobanks. The reality is, They're going to be really good at that. They've already been really good at it. And so we've got a, you know, in, as a community of FIs, 10,000 of them in the U.S., we've really got to be fast and fight that, I think, bias to be kind of slow and kind of want to have it on-prem and all these issues.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, again, that goes back to the old speed is the name of the game today. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, oh my gosh. Any takeaways that you want folks to take back to their credit unions on Monday morning, so to speak, from your session?
Yeah, I mean, from us, the industry is at a very cool pivoting point right now where, you know, over 50% of the new applications from both prospects and members are coming from the digital channel. You know, so Craig talked about, you know, the speed to sort of innovate. It's more critical now than ever.
Mm-hmm.
The way people are buying financial products is they go out and they start their journey on Google. And, you know, as Craig said, they have 10,000 options. It's no longer how many, you know, credit unions or banks do I have in a 15-mile radius. I have 10,000 options when it comes to an auto loan. And so for a credit union to come in and be able to innovate on the digital channel and knowing that that's where the majority of their growth is going to come from for at least the next 5 years until whatever that next revolution is, you know, it's now is a critical time to be able to get that right, to use personalization to make it relevant, to have a site that performs better than industry averages.
Yeah. Get your ducks in a row right now because everybody else is doing it. So, yeah. So, Craig?
Yeah, I would just say move fast. I mean, yeah. I think when I know what you're going to be talking about tomorrow, and I think it's a compelling conversation. It's like, what's nice about this conference is not so much a sales kind of, this is what we do and this is how it works, but talking about the reason why to do these things and then the approach to solve it.
And the practices that are being put into place.
Yeah, sure. And if there's anybody that knows about that, it's marketing. Mark literally is like a encyclopedia on data in terms of like what makes community FI visitors digitally do a variety of things. Like it's really impressive with his depth of knowledge. So I'm excited about hearing it.
Yeah, I have never talked about AI so much in my life in the last 6 months.
I know.
Than any time in my career at all. So, but that just goes to show you where we're headed and what we're doing with it right now. So it's really, really exciting for credit unions once they get going down this path full steam. So, and folks like you are helping them out, getting them on the right track, get going on that. So yeah, all right, guys. Anything else to add, gentlemen?
That's it. All right. We're excited to be here, and thanks for having us on. And
you're welcome.
We appreciate everything you do.
Anytime, Craig. Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime, guys. All right, we'll keep up the good work there at Finalytics.ai, and we'll put all the links and stuff in the show notes so you can get right to it. And
awesome.
Yeah, all right. There they are, the dynamic duo from Finalytics.ai. Go check them out. Well done. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.